This exhibition is for our graduating students in the graphic design area and also the visual arts area. And they all have their own space within the exhibition to exhibit pieces that they've completed in their final year of their diplomas.
And I've had a look around. There are some incredibly diverse works there. Tell us about some of them.
Well, I can probably comment more on the graphic design area. The theme for this year, they had to photograph their work, so the work had to be in situ, as we call it, and as you probably notice with some of the pieces, there's some books that they've designed, book covers that they've designed, and they've actually photographed them in situation, so like on bookcases, in the library. So that's the kind of style that we've gone for this year, and there's pieces from lots of different other different mediums, like typography pieces, there's typography portraits, digital animation, which is the stop frame animations, vector images, which is quite strong this year, and also some photography pieces. So there's a lot of photorealism illustrations in there that they actually look like a photograph, but they've actually been drawn in vector on the computer.
I'm interested in how the changing technology has affected the kinds of works that are being created, and what are some of the changes that you've noticed over the last couple of years?
Well, we've noticed in the last few years with the introduction of like iPads and iPhones that a lot of people are focusing on the more digital side of design. So in the past 2 or 3 years, we've actually shifted half of our focus not just on print-based design, but we have that other stream, which is digital design. Which is becoming really, really popular. But the basis of design is still the same, it's just the output. So it's either print or digital.
And what do you love most about your job?
Well, I love design, and I don't think there's a better job than being able to talk and teach people about design all day. So, yeah, I love it.
Do you get to pursue your own creative projects after hours?
Yes, I've actually only work 4 days a week at TAFE, and on the other day I've got my own design business. So most of the other teachers within TAFE, they're actually still in industry, so the visual artists are still exhibiting and the designers are still working in industry.